Rent is up. I don't think I'm surprising you with that one right there. Rent is up and it is not coming down. Wish TV had the story. Tony Katz, that's me, 93 WIBC. Good to be with you. So they did a talk with Fran Quigley, clinical professor of law and the director of the Health and Human Rights Clinic at the Robert H. McKinney School of Law. Rent has gone up 20% over the last 2 years. My students and I represent tenants in eviction courts every week. See, now it gets confusing. Is Fran Quigley arguing that people can't be evicted? Or is she arguing that rents can't go up? Is she arguing that supply and demand and the economy and multiple factors will increase or decrease rents? Quigley states that over 7 million households across the country are behind on rent. Another 5 million behind on mortgages. Well, that's very, very possible. Add to that the levels of debt that we are seeing, credit card debt and credit card rates going up, we could be looking at another bit of bust coming just around the corner. Now, that corner could be around the corner in terms of a month or around the corner in terms of 3 years. I don't know. How does this equate to what we saw from the previous bust? So I need to go back to the question that I asked before. Now, I also should note that I saw Fran Quigley, and I assumed Fran was the name of a woman. The article refers to Fran as he. I'm not sure. I'll use Fran. Not trying to make any type of other inference other than from the article. I don't know. So I'm not about to, play in that. Just say Fran. Fran says we spend tens of thousands a year for corporate landlords and tens of billions more a year on tax breaks for the wealthiest homeowners in our society. If we take that housing money and instead devote it to the housing for people who need it the most, we can make sure that every single person in this nation has a safe and secure place to live. Said another way, from each according to their measure to each according to their need. Congratulations, Fran Quigley. You are a Marxist. And now let's take a look at the IU Robert H. McKinney School of Law and their Health and Human Rights Clinic and ask ourselves, what's its purpose? Now, I happen to know for fact that IU President Pamela Whitten listens to the show every single day. Hold on, wait, this just in from Allison. She doesn't. She doesn't listen to the show every single day. She met me once and couldn't pick me out of a lineup. I think she listens every single day, or at least I know she's going to hear about this. The clinical professor of law and director of the Health and Human Rights Clinic is cribbing Marx. I would like to know how IU views this. Rents are indeed going up. Homeownership becomes a little more difficult when you have interest rates this high. So yes, indeed, rents are going up, and we're seeing this everywhere. The answer is tax the rich. Is this what they teach at IU? I would like an answer to the question. I would like to know whether or not those in the economics department agree with such an assessment. I would also like to know what happens at a health and human rights clinic. Very curious. Because that sounds like an amazing reality show. I find that the university set rarely gets challenged. I find that no matter what you would say, they would consider it a rudeness. Nothing I've asked is rude. I would like to know what in the world this organization does. And if we're going to discuss rent and rents going up, the question, of course, is how do we as Hoosiers work on this subject to ensure that Indiana is still a very inviting place for families and businesses and opportunities and our own growth? We want to end the brain drain here in Indiana. And I think a big part of that, of course, is our affordable housing. Not the concept of affordable housing, but that housing here is indeed affordable when engaged comparatively to the rest of the nation, or at least big parts of the nation. So I think that this is an important subject. But if the answer is, here's the quote from Fran Quigley, the clinical professor of law and the director of the Health and Human Rights Clinic at IU's Robert H. McKinney School of Law, as per the reporting from Wish TV. Quote, if we take that housing money, what Fran refers to as, quote, we spend tens of thousands a year for corporate landlords and tens of billions more a year on tax breaks for the wealthiest homeowners in our society. Quote, if we take that housing money and instead devote it to the housing for people who need it the most, we can make sure that every single person in this nation has a safe and secure place to live. Which is saying, from each according to their measure, to each according to their need, your professor is quoting Karl Marx as a way we should run things in the state of Indiana, and I would like to know from IU if they're okay with that. Tell me I'm out of line. Because I'm going to hear from people that that's out of line. They're the ones saying it. It seems like the most rational question to ask ever. Or am I somehow upsetting the apple cart for noting that it is a direct take from Karl Marx, from Marxism, from communism? Like when Barack Obama was talking about the 99% and the 1%. Oh, you mean the proletariat and the bourgeoisie? Again, a cribbing. Ain't nothing new under the sun, kids. There's nothing new under the sun. This whole 99% and 1% is once again Marxism. The proletariat and the bourgeoisie. The richest people have to pay for the poorest. Thus, Karl Marx. Which can be said from each according to his ability to each according to his need, right? It's sometimes said in different ways. Doesn't matter how you spin it. Barack Obama was cribbing from Marx, and now I have IU professors doing the same. And I would like to know IU's position on a law professor and the director of the Health and Human Rights Clinic utilizing using the talk of Karl Marx to justify their position. I would love an answer. I doubt I'll get one, but man, I would love an answer.